This Saturday, the country goes to the polls.
I visited the Governor-General here in Canberra and he accepted my advice for an election to be held on the 18th of May.
The Hits Network asked for an election show to keep you informed.
People are sick and tired of us politicians always being at each other's throats.
They ask for presenters that know all the facts.
Oh, that's just fake news, of course.
A show that's smart, clear and concise.
Please explain.
But unfortunately, that show turned down the offer, so instead, we're going with this. Collective Noun presents Whatever Floats Your Vote.
We are officially one day away. Oh. The election is tomorrow.
It's election eve, Zach.
You're so excited, Dom.
Election eve, what are you going to leave out for ScoMo overnight?
I'm going to leave out a curry.
Yep.
His favourite food I've learned this evening.
Yeah, he doesn't mind that.
And the sea cads. Because he might be looking for a new job. I'm just going by the polling, that's all.
It's taken us until the last show to get some political satire. But it's great to have some pop into the show.
He won't have the job of Prime Minister if Liberals don't win.
Yeah.
But he'll still have a job if he gets elected in his seat.
Do you reckon they'll leave him as opposition leader if they go into opposition?
Unlikely.
Okay. We just got into some real political chat there. That's foreign for this show. Look, there is one thing I've learned from this whole election campaign, though, Zach. You might have noticed the politicians are experts at deflecting hard questions, getting out of having to answer difficult questions. I think that's a skill a lot of us would love to have in life. I think I know how they do it, and I think everyone can copy them as well. I'll be giving you a guide to that up next.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
One of the big talking points in politics today, Zach, was Pauline Hanson's appearance on the Today Show. Some people didn't know that she had a side career as a stand-up comedian. It did become clear with her sick burn on the Today Show.
Yeah, she was a bit upset with the line of questioning, I believe.
Yeah, so Deb Knight was interviewing her and asking her a number of questions about her low approval ratings recently when she came out with this burn.
I've actually gone up since the last election. Unlike your show, Deb, since you've actually taken over, you've actually gone down in your viewership. Well, should we bring Carl back, you know?
Sounds angry when she says, unlike your show.
I know, but it's such a good burn, isn't it? That's up there with the best roasts that I've heard, yeah. I reckon. She could do a roast, Pauline Hanson. I know there are a lot of comments like, geez, I didn't know Pauline had such a smart wit, such a sharp wit about her. Hmm. But actually, I've been doing some research today. Did you know she's actually embarking on a career as a stand-up comedian alongside politics?
Doing this side by side? That's a new one.
It is a new one. I don't know why there hasn't been more publicity, but I did hear this ad earlier today on the station.
You've seen her catching cane toads, cooking in the fish and chip shop, and inflaming racial tensions in Parliament. But now, for the very first time, get ready for Pauline Hanson on stage.
This is the first time I've ever done this, but it's just having a go at it.
You'll be laughing in the aisles as Pauline aims her comedy arrow at everything, from pop culture and hit music.
I don't even know who he is, Macklemore, anyway, so that's how much important he is to me.
To the bathroom.
I've got to leave my topic of conversation today. It's about squat toilets.
And all the way to religion and her thoughts on God.
I say he is the male version of Pauline Hanson.
And if you're lucky, you might even see her pull out her live farting on stage routine.
This is it. This is a big one. This is for the girls, this one.
Pauline Hanson live on stage.
No political correctness here, I can tell you.
The only comedy show that's 100% halal free.
I'm sorry if this offends you, but then again, I really don't care.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, we are only a couple of days away now from the polls opening, obviously on Saturday morning. This is your chance, though, last minute chance for some wildcard entries. If you've ever looked at the politicians of this country and thought, geez, they're Muppets a little bit, you know, I've seen the tweets. Those guys are Muppets. I would do a better job than that. This is your chance to prove that. We are opening, I suppose, auditions of sorts, job interviews on 131060. Why do you think you should be Prime Minister instead? And you never know. Look, if someone here has a compelling enough case, I don't think it's too late for them to just draw an extra box on all of the voting forms for that person.
No,
is
of course
it?
Not.
No, we can fit it in. We
and
can make it work.
What types of things are you looking for here? Like, are you looking for people's opinions on the economy? And
No. That stuff's taken care of. I feel like everyone's sick to death of talk about immigration and economics and whatever else. I'm not interested in that stuff. I mean, we know politicians are taking care of that. I think we need people to put their name forward who stand for something a bit different, who can prove their credentials maybe in a different way. Mm. For example, Zach. I can put my own name forward and say that once at a McDonald's, I had 15 hash browns in the one day.
Did you actually do
15
that?
Hash browns in the one day. This was my how first year at school. Well, this is even before, and this is going to make you your mind blown by how impressive this is. This is before they had the all-day breakfast. So I only had like a five-hour window to do this.
Is it in one sitting? Did you buy 15 hash browns at once?
We basically, they said, we got a bunch of hash browns left over, me and a few friends. Do you want them? And so I'd had three already, and I polished off another 12. So,
what, you just got them for free?
Yeah.
I reckon that employee should be PM. Not you.
Okay, well.
They're handing out free hash browns.
That's true, but I ate the free hash browns.
I don't care.
That's pretty impressive.
I don't want someone to lead by how much they can eat.
Okay. But you'd rather someone who can, who's giving free hash browns to the country.
Do you remember their name? What McDonald's was it?
Yeah.
Let's track them down, see what they're doing on the weekend.
See if they've got time to run the country on the side. But I'd just love to get some people who had a claim to be, you know, maybe you do have an eating record somewhere.
Yep.
Or maybe this afternoon as you were finishing your shift at work, you gave away free product to the last customer there. Mm. Something that maybe will be a point of difference for this country. Daniel in Penrith. Why should you be PM, Daniel?
Well, mate, like you were just talking about before with the free stuff, I used to be a delivery driver for Pizza Hut. And, you know, every now and then I'd just have a free, a spare Coke in the car or something like that. So I'd just give it to the next customer, mate.
Wait, you just hand them, you'd say, hey, here's your pizza you've paid for. And by the way, free Coke on me.
Yeah, here's a free Pepsi that I had in the car. So you guys take it, enjoy it. This is on Pizza Hut.
Yeah, wow.
That's Daniel for PM.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's the sort of leader I'd love to send to the summits. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like when you're trying to negotiate trade deals with other countries, with China or whatever, if you were to give them a free bottle of Pepsi, I mean, that's certainly going to help you get an upper hand, isn't it?
The wheels moving a little bit. We have Michelle in Melbourne. Why should you be PM, Michelle?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm a barista.
Mm-hmm.
And I give people a free upsize whenever they're looking a little tired.
Well, that's good.
That's incredible.
I mean, you're really giving to the community there.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you ask, or if someone comes up to you and they just look a bit tired, you just, without asking, make them an upsize and give it to them as a surprise?
Yeah.
Wow. So someone's ordered their small, and then out of Michelle's goodness of her heart, a minute later they're holding themselves a large coffee. Now, in fact, I think Michelle might actually be stimulating our economy as it is.
Michelle, do you think Scott Morrison or Bill Shorten would do that if they were a barista?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so either. They seem like people who play by the rules.
Michelle
looks at the rules.
That's it.
And she thinks these are here to be broken.
Mm. Sounds like Michelle's got a pretty compelling attack ad against the two current leaders there too.
Yeah, wouldn't upsize your drink for free.
Yeah.
I would though.
I would. I mean, Daniel versus Michelle, we already have a great political contest there. Jared is in Central Queensland. Why should you be PM, Jared?
Well, I like the other listeners there. They got the right idea, keeping it real.
Mm.
Yes, a lot of people like the environment. Yeah. Unfortunately, some of the Greens don't actually understand what the environment entails, which is a little bit annoying.
Mm. Okay.
But why should you be PM, Jared? You specifically? Well, why you?
He's already doing what the politicians are doing.
That's it.
Dovetailing out of talking about himself and criticizing the opposition.
That's what we've got.
But we want to keep you on track here, Jared. And, you know, why are you the best?
Oh, I'm not saying I'm the best. I do know a bit more about environment than the Greens, unfortunately.
Yeah, back on the Greens, okay. And this is, if you tune into the 7:30 report.
This is it.
This is pretty much what it is, just trying to get a politician to answer a question for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I get the sense Jared doesn't like the Greens. That's what I'm picking up there so far. Well, okay, I mean, if we were to put one of these candidates forward, Zach, Jared who hates the Greens, Michelle who gives free upsizes to people who need a coffee, and Daniel gives out free bottles of Coke, who would you be voting for PM?
Well, I think for productivity, it has to be the upsizes, doesn't it?
Okay. Michelle, you got anything on for the next 3 years?
Not too much.
Okay, cool. We can see if the lodge is free. move you in.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, we've been doing this the last couple of nights. We've faced a little bit of criticism because not once have we had a politician on air. Not one interview.
Well, not even a political expert. We have gotten to the last of our election shows with really no expertise, no insight, no exclusive interviews at all. I'll admit, it is a bit of an oversight.
That changes tonight because I have taken it upon myself.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, this changes now. I'll get the biggest of the big political interviews. And I've secured an interview with ScoMo. Scott Morrison is about to call through to the show.
Yeah, this is. I don't know how you set this up because I don't think many people are able to get him at the moment. So I don't know how you set ScoMo up.
Oh, I think he's calling through. Whoa, we've got ScoMo on the line.
Hi, good to be with you.
Hi, ScoMo. You've obviously, you're pretty tired after all your campaigning.
Yep.
You've been around the country all day.
Yep.
You must just be, like, totally buggered.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you like to eat when you get home?
I'd sort of fall in love with Indian food and Sri Lankan food.
Oh, yeah, I like that stuff too.
Can I ask him a question, or are you still going?
Yeah, Dom, you can ask ScoMo a question. ScoMo, is that okay if Dom asks you a question?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he's not. Like, sometimes he lets down the show a little bit, but I think if we give him the task, he'll probably step up to it.
I agree with all of that.
Okay. Dom, what would you like to ask ScoMo?
ScoMo, why'd you agree to come on our show tonight?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Would you like me to ask another question?
Hey, ScoMo, should I vote for you or for Bill Shorten?
I think that's a fair question.
Yeah. I just don't know which way to vote on Saturday. Who do you think I should vote for?
Should we vote for you, ScoMo?
No. Yep. I didn't ask that. I said, ScoMo, who should we vote for?
Who should we vote for, ScoMo?
I agree.
No. Who? Who should we vote for?
That's what my kids do all the time.
Fair enough. Hey, ScoMo.
He's evading the question.
Should I ask him a question?
You ask him a question. You do that.
ScoMo, I heard that you went to school with Dom's mum.
I think we're about the same age.
Yeah. And did you guys get along? Were you friends?
She's such a classy lady. And she's completely down to earth.
She's done a good job raising Dom, hasn't she?
I agree with all of that.
Oh. Would you like to ask him another question?
What was your favourite memory with my mum?
What was your favourite memory?
I don't know.
Oh, fair call. Yeah, so many. So many to choose from.
Oh, he's probably wrapping up his time, I reckon.
Well, we've got to ask him some of the big
political questions. ScoMo, do you have to get going?
Yes, absolutely.
No, hang on. I think we should throw him a few of the big political questions, don't you? Like, ScoMo, what do you make of all the talk that Bill Shorten's going to beat you on Saturday?
I agree with all of that.
Oh,
there's a headline.
Controversial.
There's the headline.
Oh, hang on. We've lost him. He's moved on. Well, there you go, guys.
Wow.
Our interview with ScoMo, the Prime Minister, 100% legitimate.
Massive scoop.
No longer can anybody say that this show isn't very good.
I agree with all of them.
Oh, he's back.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, throughout this election campaign, I've been watching a lot of interviews with the politicians, and I've learned their tactic, which you would have seen this on the news before. Whenever they get asked a hard question, a curly one they don't want to answer, they have an amazing way to somehow dovetail out of actually answering it.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
It's like that movie Dodgeball. Yeah. You know, dip, dive.
Yeah, that's true.
Jump.
I was thinking more like...
What's the other ones? I don't know. They all start with D.
Probably Dodge.
Yeah, Dodge is in there. Oh. It's one of the five.
Yeah, somewhere in there. I was thinking more Matrix. You know, the slow motion sort of...
Yeah, with the bullet going over him.
That's sort of how they work. It's remarkable. And I think I might have figured out the art of it. Because I reckon if we could figure out what their tactic is... I mean, how often in life do you get a hard question that you don't want to answer? Like, you know, why have you been late 5 days in a row, you know, to work? Imagine if you had a way, like politicians do, to be able to get away from without having to answer the question.
Would you want me to ask you that?
Well, what? The lateness one?
Yeah, or a question.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a question because I just want to play this out and see how much I've got the formula down pat for getting away from hard questions. So, Zach, a rumour has just come out that by myself I finished a whole block of cheese this afternoon in 10 minutes.
So I'll play the journalist trying to get that out.
Now, let's see if the political scandal tactic can work here for me.
So, Dom, a rumour has just come out that you ate a whole block of cheese this afternoon.
Yes, yeah. What's your question?
Did you do that?
Look, the great thing about Australia, Zach, is it's a free country and everyone is free to spend their time however they want to. And I certainly have no interest in ever changing that aspect of Australia. And I don't know why you'd suggest I would.
So you did eat cheese.
I support our dairy farmers. And I've been very clear on the record that every hardworking Australian, especially the dairy farmers who are doing it tough at the moment, is someone I support wholeheartedly.
So both those answers have indicated that, yes, you did eat the block of cheese.
Look, again, I don't think Australians are interested in these questions about cheese, and I feel like it's quite a selfish avenue to be going down. As I've said on the record, I support...
So you're not going to deny that you didn't eat the cheese. You've had two positive comments about...
Yes.
You have refused to say that you didn't eat the cheese.
Well, perhaps I should throw this on you then, Zach. What, are you suggesting that dairy farmers shouldn't be supported
by our
citizens?
This isn't a debate. It's an interview.
Are you suggesting that our dairy farmers shouldn't be supported? I think they should be.
I'm not the person being questioned here. You are. Yeah. It's an interview. It's not a debate.
I think we spent enough time on this, and I think we should move on to something else.
But you haven't answered the question yet about the cheese. So what we're going to assume, if you do move on now, that you did eat the cheese, you sat alone in your lounge room with your vegetable peeler, which you've told us that's how you eat cheese before, and you poured your way through a whole block of what I believe was tasty cheese, maybe extra tasty. We would have to get the wrapper out of the bin to find that out, but we will go do that.
Yeah, I'd like to announce my retirement from politics. This cheese scandal is weighing heavily on me, and the truth is, yes, I did have a block of cheese by myself this afternoon.
Was it tasty?
It was tasty, yeah. Okay, well, what we've just seen...
Family pack?
It wasn't a family pack, it's a block.
So what's
a block
that?
Of cheese.
What's that, 250 grams?
No, you know what a block is. I don't know.
No, I don't know what a block is.
Probably the dimensions of a small book.
Yeah, small book. A paperback.
Yeah. Okay.
You had a paperback of cheese.
Yeah.
You wouldn't last long.
I wouldn't really in politics, would I?
Have you seen Lee Sales go at it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they have to put that up for half an hour.
Lee Sales would have the cheese in front of me on a cutting board within 10 minutes, and I'd be eating the hell out of it.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, we are going to the polls tomorrow. You know when you go in and you get that big piece of paper and it has all the parties on it?
Oh,
and
the
you
Senate.
Start to think, like, why haven't I heard of these parties before?
Yeah, you know when you go in for a test when you're in high school, right, and you see questions on there that you're like, I don't remember learning this in the unit. Mm-hmm. They never taught this question. It's a bit like that. The media never covered this party. I've not heard of them.
The Shooters and Fishers.
Yeah.
The Pirate Party. Yeah. I found out about another one today, Dom.
Really?
One I had never heard of. Have you ever heard of the Pity Party?
I hadn't heard of the Pity Party.
Hmm.
I mean, I've been to a couple.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
It makes the show more efficient when I do them, doesn't it? The jokes about myself.
Yeah.
It just cuts down some time, really, for you.
I heard the ad for the pity party. Yeah. Not sure if they're getting my vote, but we'll see.
Hi, I'm from the Australian Self-Pity Party, and I know you're not going to vote for us because no one ever votes for us. I'm not even going to tell you our policies because you probably won't even listen. No one even comes to the self-pity party meeting. It's just me, alone, in the pity party meeting, having a personal pity party. So if you're self-absorbed in your unhappiness, if you like to wallow, maybe you'd like to vote for the self-pity party. With your help, woe is me could become woe is we.
I'm not even going to tell you who this is spoken by because I never get any credit for my work, so why would that change now? What, all of a sudden you're interested in me? Mm-mm, no way.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Clive Palmer has been trying to get Coles to bring back Little Shop collectibles.
I've been sending hundreds of emails all over the place every day. I log into airports, I use other people's emails, that's fine, but what's the point?
Also, Bill Shorten loves the Election Day sausage sizzle.
It is one of the planet's great treasures, and it's one of our nation's great drawcards. It generates nearly $6 billion a year in revenue. It supports 65,000 jobs.
And Tony Abbott defended the Liberal Party's decision to give government money to Willy Wonka.
We were giving them $16 million to re-establish the famous chocolate tours.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We did have Prime Minister Scott Morrison on the show earlier this evening.
Hasn't this blown up a storm of controversy? Can I just say to all the criticism we've been receiving over the last hour, back off.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are saying it wasn't really ScoMo.
Can you believe the audacity? We're going to get the Prime Minister on the show. And amazing work by you setting this up, by the way.
Well, that's what they're saying it is. A setup.
A
fake. A dummy up.
How are they suggesting we would do that? What's their theory?
I don't know exactly what they think that we would have done, because if I knew, I probably would have done that, because it's quite hard to get the Prime Minister on.
Well, you were on with his media office for 4 hours on the phone this afternoon.
We have asked him to call back up to confirm it was him.
Which is lovely. Oh, great.
Here he is now, actually. Hey, ScoMo.
Hi, good to be with you.
Was that you on the show earlier?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I guess it's sorted.
I mean, and just a clear message there to all of the haters, all of the doubters. ScoMo, can you just tell people, well, what would you say to people who think that maybe we set stuff up on this show?
Stick to what you know.
Yeah, well.
Stick to what you know. So true. And they don't know radio. And, all right, ScoMo. Yep.
Well, hang on. Just before we go, thanks. Just sincerely, I know it's a really busy time for you. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, ScoMo. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling in and being with us again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your time.
There you go. Yeah. Well,
he's gone.
That'll silence him, Zach.
I mean, if that doesn't convince people, I don't know what will. That's all the time we have. If you missed anything, search for Collective Noun on iTunes to get the podcast there. We'll see you Monday from 11, and we'll know the result of the election.
What's happened here? Michael, why did you turn my microphone down early?
Well, usually you don't interrupt Zach in that last little bit.
Yeah.
So just
I thought we'd have a bit of banter about have a fun election day, everyone. I didn't realise I was getting cut off early from the show.
I'm off to vote early tomorrow.
I can't believe you do that.
Dom's going to 6 different polling booths to find the best sausage.
That's
we're
our
having
weekend.
A different weekend, but we'll see you Monday. Tom and Ollie up next. Bye! Oh, yeah.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.